Unit 23, come in, 23. You need my assistance.
How about we pop a couple Viagra and issue tickets with raging mega huge car ramrod. Car ramrod.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Five Hole Fantasy Hockey Podcast. We're your hosts today, TJ, Zach, and Raj.
Hey there.
Hey.
Today, we've got sort of a special episode for you guys. First off, we're hopping back in. And you know why? It's episode 420. We had to step back in.
It's close to our hearts.
Close to our hearts, I think. I mean, if we're being honest, we've been romanticizing episode 420 for 419 episodes, really. I mean, I'm not gonna lie to anybody. What's gonna happen when we get there? Well, this is gonna happen. I'm gonna work for the government, so I can't smoke weed, and I'm not gonna blow you guys up, but how's your day going?
I'm ready. I can say I'm very ready for this show. Prepared.
I believe it.
I got off of work and celebrated. Now I'm here.
Raj had a good one. He was like, all right, let's talk about players that we're high on. And I mean, I didn't go that direction. Maybe you guys did. I guess it's about time that I brought us to the plan of the episode.
The point? What's the freaking point, dude?
When have we ever had a point?
I mean, there's always a direction. It's just, do we go there? Who knows?
True.
We're going to talk about all 32 teams. We don't know if this is going to be a once a month type thing, but you know, we miss the mics sometimes and we get the itch and here we are scratching it. So the plan is we're just going to talk about October, right? We're going to talk about the start of the season, what we've noticed out of certain teams and, well, not even certain teams, all the teams, certain things off those teams. And we're going to talk about it and stuff. Before we get into that, did you guys check out NHL Edge at all? Something I wanted to bring up before the show.
Sure did.
I don't like it.
No.
I like it for goalies, but I think the skater stuff is butt cheeks. I think Alan had a great point in the Discord. He said it's just another thing for people to misinterpret. And then he's shared a screenshot of an OV blurb on Fantrax, nonetheless. But I guess they get the same stuff from Yahoo. But it was like, Alex Ovechkin is skating 5 miles per hour slower than he did last year. And his slap shot is like 9 miles an hour slower. And I'm like, dude, it's six games in, and yeah. You guys are predicting the plague right now. Like Alex Ovechkin's going home to his penthouse and it's just full of locusts. Everything's over for the guy. No, like, and it was just perfect. Like the screenshot that he shared, the information, like people are just misinterpreting this stuff already. I like the goalie information that they're giving out on NHL Edge. It's showing like where the shots are coming from. It kind of segments the ice into certain ways and where, you know, the high danger, low danger stuff. Check it out for yourself. But I think it's just a bunch of malarkey, the skater stuff that they've got. It's like speed bursts over 20 miles an hour. Like, I don't care.
No, well, I made a point on the Twitter the other day of I was like looking at the top 10 scorers and none of them are fast. Like, right, like Rantanen is below the 50th percentile. Like he's one of the slow
900 points so far.
He's one of the best scorers in like the last 5 years, and like so people, like you said, people are gonna look at these stats and go, oh, who, he's slow. So like that doesn't have, Gretzky was slow. Like, you yeah. know, it's just gonna all be misinterpreted. And
then that's fine. Imagine, somebody can trade me Ovi then.
Exactly.
Yeah, imagine those blurbs about Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
6 games into the season right. in 1980, if somebody was talking about 20 mile an hour speed bursts.
He didn't do well in the combine.
Well, yeah. Time to drop Wayne Gretzky, NHL Edge said so. No. It's going to round out its edges, but I think it'll get there. Let's kick it off. Anaheim Ducks, take her away, Zach.
My first point is just, I think that Zegras is having a slow start. Troy Terry still kind of doing it. But you got to be worried about the Zegras thing. I know that, you know, it's only the start. But, I mean, their leading scorer is Frank Vetrano.
Yay.
Frank the Tank, baby.
Frankie V. And in all honesty, it's not a bad pickup. Like, he is 54% owned.
Oh, bang.
But the whole thing is, like, it's hard throwing Frankie V in there over other people, even though he is the Ducks' leading scorer. When you have a full, like, a full gambit, it's hard to slot him in. Now, I know that he's dual eligible center and left wing, but still, it's hard for me to choose you, Pikachu. Troy Terry plays on that same line with him, so it's going to be a boon all around. And I'd say at least watch them. I'm watching them.
No, Ryan Strome, I guess, was tied. Did Strome have a couple points tonight?
When I wrote this, Frank Vetrano was definitely the leading scorer. He didn't have any points tonight. I know that, Frankie V.
I think maybe Ryan Strome.
Oh, snap.
Took the lead. 8% left wing, right wing. Ryan Strome.
Pick him up.
Pick him up.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
If I'm feeling frocky, maybe. I'm not saying it's the worst idea in the world. Like, there are worse teams.
Johnny Gibbs still chugging pucks? Yeah, he is. Dostal's not doing too bad. He's got a 929, three games played. He's getting the weaker of the opponents.
I see a lot of shots, which I get because saves is a category. I'm not trying to pick up these goalies. Good luck with that.
I was lucky enough to get the Coyotes. And guys, I mean, we're just throwing it back to last year. We're going to throw it back to the year before that, where you're not getting out of this one alive without me yelling at you about Nick Schmaltz. He's got 7 fucking points, same as Clayton Keller, and he's 36% owned. I am going to tear you guys a new one, even if it's once a month, about Nick fucking Schmaltz. You guys do not respect this guy, and I don't know why. He's got, all right, here's something that's technically correct. He's got more time on ice than Clayton Keller. It's 1 second per game. But it's technically correct. The best kind of correct, Zach. Am I right?
That is true. Technically correct. You can't get any better.
36% rostered, 7 points, 3 power play points, over 20 and a half minutes a game. Motherfuck. I had to come back just to yell at you guys about Nick Schmaltz. Pick this guy up. Anyway, Clayton Keller is doing good as expected. Logan Cooley's looking, you know, pretty freaking decent. What has he got? He's got all his points on the power play, all assists, 5 points. Second line, he's playing with Kerfoot, Michelli, whatever. Barrett Hayton is a weird. He kind of like, he was an enigma to me. He's got a ton of time on ice, but just no real, nothing to show for it. And then my guy, Karavamelka, at 942 save percentage right now in the desert. If you're a 0G believer, Vemelka should be your guy. I know there's a lot of people struggling. A lot of what we're hearing in the Discord right now is, oh, I can't believe Stuart Skinner blew me up, or I can't believe Jack Campbell blew me up. I didn't see that coming.
Really?
Come on. Really? Come on.
Really?
You waited till the 14th round to draft a goalie and he's blowing you up and now you're surprised? It's going to happen. So switch over to care of Vemelka. Okay. That's it. I'm done with the Coyotes. Pick up fucking Nick Schmaltz, okay?
Rog, you start off with a banger. Like, we had to limp into our first teams here. You're starting off with the Bruins.
I still am sour about 2011 with the Bruins. Have you not seen all this behind? Still angry.
What happened in 2011?
Remember when I said they're getting old and they're going to start to fade, and then they set the record all time for points?
Yeah.
And then we all kind of said, well, they lost the best two-way center in history and also probably the best second-line center, one of the best underrated second-line centers. And
oh, David Krejci, I love you.
Yeah, and now they're undefeated, 6-0, so everybody's doing great.
That's not true.
Pavel Zacha.
I was just going to say, I actually put a lot of myself into Pavel Zacha, and I trusted him this year. I thought that he was going to go off with the rest of everybody else. He ain't doing shit.
He's not good. It's like expecting fucking Stuart Skinner to be good. He's not very good. But yeah, they're 6-0. The one guy I've drafted actually in a couple of leagues who's come through goal wise is JVR.
Yeah, how about that?
He's got 3 goals in 6 games when I wrote this, I think yesterday. But he's got 5 points and
3 on the power play.
And yeah, because he's just a big, big dude, right? And then the big surprise there, who's kind of a story, is just Matthew mispronouncing Poitras.
Yeah, that's good.
Matthew Poitras. Yeah, he's doing great. He's Moltres. He's got three goals.
We'll call him the Moltres, like a Pokemon.
Yeah, exactly. But like you said, Zaka has just been, he's not a top line, top power play center numbers wise.
He's pissing me off.
He sucks.
He needs to figure it out.
I feel like they don't have any other options
at this point.
So he's got to work.
He's putting
fucking Morgan Geeky up there.
He's playing. They're just not really passing the puck to him. They're just, everyone else is getting points, but not him.
He's also, he's taken no freaking shots. He had one game where he had four shots on goal. Other games he has one, two, or zero. Like, you're not going to score goals.
No. Well, he's tied in points with Lucic, so you know.
Burn.
The other guy who's been a huge bust is just a third grade or fourth grade defenseman, is Hampus Lindholm, has 0 points in 6 games. So I didn't mind dropping him, but I did kind of think he was going to be a lot better than 0 points. So
I'll give you that. There's a lot cooler defensemen to pick up out there, though.
Yep.
So that puts you back to back if you're done there. I mean, I assume Boston's goalies are still doing well.
Boston's goalies are great.
Yeah, undefeated.
Boston just is always great, and I hate it so much. So a team who's not always great is Buffalo. Sometimes great.
Yeah, they turned it on in the last couple games, didn't they?
Yeah, like I started by saying they're underperforming, which they were, but they're not really anymore. You know, all their sort of like second, third players are doing really good. Cousins, Mittelstadt have like 6 points each. Thompson only has 4, which is definitely nice. What is that, Doers?
Doers.
Wow, that sounds
courtesy
cool.
Of the airline.
Nice. Yeah, you could tell it had the little crackle instead of the big cork. Thompson is 4 points so far, but I'm sure he's going to pick it up. I do not expect stats like he had last year, because I think that was a little bit crazy on everybody's part. My favorite defenseman, Dahlin, is leading the team in points. You know, he is, and that's great for him, which is not too surprising after last year, but it's bad for the team.
You're going to pull a muscle reeling it back that fast.
No, I hate him so much, but he is a point per game. And the only other guy who's doing well is the only person I hate more than Dahlin, and that's Jeff Skinner. And he has 5 goals in the first 7 games.
Can I say something?
Fucking please do.
Is this a safe space? Like, is this a safe space for me to say something about myself? I drafted Jeff Skinner this year.
You're finally coming around. You're finally.
I You're didn't finally want
getting over 2015, Paul.
I didn't want to do it. And I'm pretty sure I've said I will never draft Jeff Skinner. Even though he does do fantastic.
He gets
I did
goals
it this year. I feel dirty, dude. I feel horrible about myself. Like, I feel like I let something else other than me win. And I don't like that.
Now you need to win. Make it worth it.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry if I let you down.
They have goalie problems, but...
Yeah, Buffalo broke Devon Levi, it seems. They broke him. He's done. Well, not done, but like, man, that hurts. I just want to talk about Devon Levi, because I know Pete Jensen. If you're out there, Pete Jensen, I know you were such a big proponent of Devon Levi. He's got an 892 and a losing record. And 3.26 goals allowed. So
that's mean.
I'll be sending a class action lawsuit at you, courtesy of Devon Levi. And who was it last year? Cole Caulfield. And the year before that, Joel Kiviranta. God, you know how to pick them, Pete. All right, I'm done. Fucking dumbass. All right. Calm down. Is it my turn again?
It is.
Calgary. All right. Another slow start. They did not pick it up as the Buffalo Sabres have done. Man, I can't even say that it's going to turn around. This team doesn't look losing. They don't look like they have an identity. Disappointing in a bunch of ways. 24th in the league, standings wise, they're 2-4-1, 2.43 goals for per game. Everybody is underperforming, it seems, except Mangiapane, who's their points leader, who's not even point per game at this point, but he's still like, you know, the shining star here. Rasmus Anderson just got that 4-game suspension for putting Patrick Laine out. This is going to go through the Heritage Classic. It got appealed, got upheld. And Noah Hanifin got the first crack at Power Play 1 versus the Rangers last night on the 25th. That's via shift chart. Mangiapane getting under 16 minutes. He's shooting 30%. He's only got 10 shots so far, so that's 3 goals for you math wizards out there. I'm trying to find something good to say, and I can't, because like next bullet point I have is about Huberto, who was a bounce back candidate for everybody in the fantasy landscape. Everybody was talking about, you know, me especially, just because I thought if they put him back at left wing, he would do well, where Daryl Sutter had him at right wing for fucking half the year last year. He's just above half point per game. But something I'm going to keep, it came up when I was writing about the Predators later on. But if you take these 6, 7, maybe 8 games by the time you hear this, and just think about these players that you're disappointed in, like plant it in the middle of the season, right? Huberto, 4 points in 7 games. Say that's games 33 through 40, right? Are you worried? Are you like, oh my God, I'm going to drop this guy? I don't know. You're probably going to wait it out. So I think that's kind of the same thing we should do at this point. We're going to give the guy 10 games to kind of get a real feel for who they are. 15 if you got a long leash. But depending on where you drafted some of these guys, maybe we can start cutting bait. I'm not there with Huberto just yet. I still think that there's a lot to offer. Somebody top line, top power play, you probably got really late in your draft.
I think up there with Kadri, I'll say that.
It's just been bad. I feel bad for...
It's one assist.
For Flames fans. Everybody except Jeff, I feel bad for. Yeah, they don't have any players in the top 100 in this dummy league that I mocked up just so I can see rostered percentages and shit. So
yeah, no one's a point per game. I mean, the only impressive stat on the team is Mackie Weegar has got 21 blocks so far, but one goal.
Yeah, 20 shots too.
He's trying. Go. He's trying. It's not working, but he's trying.
Both of the goalies have sub 900 save percentages. The Flames are giving up the 8th most goals per game. Something's not working. So if you're looking at like, oh, this guy's on the top line, is he going to stay there? Probably not. They're going to change things around until they find something that works, that produces results. So I'm not putting stock in their line combinations until things start working. And then you could probably count on them remaining consistent. Because as soon as they go on like a 2 or 3 game winning streak, you can bet on those line combos staying right the way they are until it breaks.
All right. So next up, we have the Carolina Hurricanes. So right here in Raleigh, North Carolina, they are getting a lot of goals, but they let in a lot of goals.
The most.
They are second in the league in goals for and 32nd in the league for goals against.
Yep. Rough.
Like they're scoring a ton of goals. I'll say this. So they also shoot the most in the league. They have the most shots on goal. They're number one in the league for shots on goal.
Oh, it changed. It changed tonight. They're third most goals against. So that went up.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Now it's that's because they only let in 3 goals tonight.
Yeah, that really, really mustard.
Yeah, they only let in 3 goals. Before this, their goals against per game was 5.6. 5.6 goals against per game. That's hard to win games when you have to score 6 freaking goals. Standout players kind of early. Obviously, I think Seth Jarvis looks like a fantastic draft choice this year. Because you didn't have to pay a lot for him, and he is playing fantastic. He's hitting all over the place. He looks like a different player out there. They said he lost some weight because the weight they had him at last year, he just felt heavy and slower, and you can really see it. I also like Jesperi Kotkaniemi. 24% owned, and had his his third multi-point game tonight for the year. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, that second line is looking good. Nietzsche's with another overtime winner tonight too.
Yeah. Nietzsche's again with an overtime winner in the last like 10 in the last 10 seconds of the game for overtime.
I lucked out into Slavin. Yeah, I lucked out into him in a league because nobody even had him. He was on the wire in like every league, and I just picked him.
He's like tied on the team for points.
He's a point per game. He's their second highest shooter, just behind Jarvis, and he has 13 blocks.
That ain't gonna last. I'm sorry.
Well, whatever. Doesn't have to take him now.
I mean, yeah, you got him for free. It's great right now. That ain't gonna last.
Yeah, and 13 blocks. He gets a couple of hits. He's shooting great. Teravainen, ish, better than last year.
Svet should be back next game, is what I'm hearing. So that'll Turbo will probably hop back down.
He's not as garbage as he was last year. Say that though.
Kind of pissed off that they don't have Burns on the top power play, but
that's weird.
Fucking Tony D, are you kidding me?
Well, he doesn't do anything.
Tony D'Angelo's actually been playing pretty good. He had an assist on that overtime goal today.
He's playing 15 minutes a night.
Their goalie situation is awful. Freddie Anderson has an 855 and Ronta has an 818.
Brutal.
Oh, that's where the leading the league in goals against comes from.
Yeah.
That's Tony D'Angelo, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I will blame it all on him.
Yeah, of course. He's got 3 points and there two of them are on the power play, so he's not really contributing a ton right now. I think Uncle Rod needs to take him out behind the rink and have a talk into.
Yeah, give him a pep talk, if you know what I mean.
Old Yeller style.
Moving on, we are going to
Chicago.
The Chicago Bedard Hawks.
Yeah.
So Chicago isn't great and they won't be great, but I'm still impressed by Bedard. That's my thought early on in the season. Like, they suck, but Bedard looks like he belongs in the NHL, which, like, I obviously, like, we saw Bedard get drafted in like every single league that we were in.
Yeah.
So someone took a chance on him, and I applaud you for doing it. Now, I saw some people take him like super freaking early. Like, way earlier than I ever would have drafted him. But he does look like he belongs out there, and he could easily be, you know, their leading scorer this year. I would not be surprised. But that's only because they suck. They're bad.
Well, yeah. I think he's second. He's second to Corey Perry right now. So
yeah, right now Corey Perry is number one. Corey Perry, 6%. Are you going to go out there and get Corey Perry, though? I mean, no. I'm probably not, but he is very available and the leading scorer on a very bad team.
Yeah, no. I think he's probably going to be a little bit of a Jack Hughes, right? Like, remember Jack Hughes in his first year was like nothing, and now he's the leading scorer by a landslide right now. So,
oh, I like Jack Hughes so much.
Yeah. No, I think
he's my favorite Hughes.
I think Bedard, hey, shut your mouth.
He is.
No, he's amazing, actually. Unbelievable. But that, you're right. There's nothing in Chicago other than that.
There's a couple streamer weather guys. I think Alex Vlasic is putting on a heater right now. A lot of peripherals coming out of him. But still, you know, not cracking rosters on the regular. This guy's worth taking a look at. I mean, he's a third line center. No, thank you. Yeah, Nicky Fliggs up there, Ty Joe.
And honestly, the goalies in Chicago aren't playing poorly. Like, they still both have well over 900 save percentage. It's just that they're not scoring. Like, we talked about Corey Perry being their leading scorer. He has 5 points. Bedard is number two with 4. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we're talking about. So, I mean, hey, you can be the leading scorer and all, but the fuck. You know,
that's crazy. Peter Mrazek with a 925. I can't.
It's a true story.
All right. We're going to move from Chicago to Colorado, which are one of three undefeated teams remaining. You got Boston. We talked about them earlier. Vegas coming up much later in the show. What else? What do you got to say about this? Like, second most goals for per game, only to the Red Wings, only to Alex DeBrincat. Rantanen 2 points per game, 5 goals, 7 assists. Makar, 9 points. McKinnon with 7 and 6. Lekkonen and Nishushkin also point per game. Raijo's got a solid 5 and 6. And, you know, the Druin sleeper rhetoric obviously didn't hit. He's got 1 point, relegated to the third line at this point. Hoping you already dropped him. If you didn't, I would now. That's all I got to say. Like, Georgiev's playing well. I don't know if there's any sleepers on one of the best teams in the league.
I got Raijo in a league that has faceoffs, and he's by far got the most. He's taken, by far the most faceoffs on the team. He's got 4 goals, 29%. So, I mean, if you need a center, especially in a faceoffs league, like, he's not going to get a ton of points, but he's going to end up in situations just because.
4 power play points too.
Yeah.
He's doing stuff.
Yep. He's out there on the power play with that group of guys, right? Like, someone's going to hit him.
So, yeah, I guess if there is somebody worth picking up, it's, if you got room for a center only, it's 30%.
Yeah.
Ryan Johansson is a disappointment all the time. I don't care what y'all say.
Oh,
you
don't?
Like, I'm not saying you shouldn't pick him up, but he's going to disappoint you. I'm letting you know. Like, he's,
he looks better in burgundy.
You.
He does. He looks better in burgundy. That's all I got on the Avalanche. I feel like there's really not a lot to say. So whoever's got CBJ, Raj, I think that's you.
Boone Jenner is what's up. You know Boone Jenner.
Yeah.
He's
heard of him.
4 goals, 6, 5 points. I've got him in this same league here. It's a face-offs league. Yeah, he's great. 53%. The scary thing for them is their leading scorer is Provorov. So that's not how it's supposed to be. So something's fucked. Good for him. He's got 5 points and a shitload of blocks. He's got 3 blocks a game. So Provorov is doing what he's there to do. That can't really be said about Goudreau, and Laine's out. Just have mercy. He was playing like shit anyways. Goudreau has 3 assists. Like, he's just doing nothing, playing almost 21 minutes a night, and he's just doing nothing other than Provorov leading the team in points. The surprising guy that's been pretty good is Fantilli, another rookie.
Got his first goal yesterday, I think.
No, he's got 2 goals and 2 assists.
Who am I thinking of? Oh, Brink tonight. Got his first goal.
Yeah, no, Fantilli, he's doing well, but he's gonna have like 40 or 50 points probably, but he's a good start for a rookie, and that's cool. But
have y'all noticed that David Yurecek is getting time too? That's exciting. I'm excited about that. I like him.
And even when Renzi came back, I was surprised to see him still there.
I hope they keep him up all year. That would be cool. I wasn't expecting that. Like, that was one thing that caught me off guard when I looked at Columbus. Like, we knew Fantilli was going to be there, but I didn't know David Yurecek was going to be there. He's good.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to go on there. It's Columbus, and that's Columbus. I don't need to say anything else about Columbus.
Fucking get your young guys out there, because time on ice really counts.
I was excited when my next team was Dallas, but I don't really get to say what I want to say about Dallas. They're doing well. Pavelski still, like, age-related regression doesn't exist in his world. He's 3 goals, 3 assists in 5 games, just doing what he's done, like, every...
Over a block per game, still... Trucking.
Just the most solid, reliable dude. He just doesn't age. Wyatt Johnson's doing well.
Yep. Slow start for J-Rob, man.
That's what I was kind of sad to see. Like, I was hoping I could rant about him because of how much we all love him, and I was going to talk about him. But he's just a slow start. It's not like, it's not embarrassingly slow or anything, but it's not great. Yeah, but Wyatt Johnson is playing with Jamie Benn and Dadonov. And doing well. Duchesne sucks. Sagan sucks.
Jake Ottinger has a 952 because he's Jake Ottinger.
Yeah, he's ready. He's ready.
If you were trying to pick someone up who's doing well, your option would be Wyatt Johnson, but I wouldn't expect him to be amazing all season.
I love that the only team that they lost to is Vegas, who is also undefeated.
Yeah.
It's the only team they've lost to. Is Vegas, who won the cup last year. They're rolling house over
everybody.
Like everybody else.
Within
those Flyers took them pretty close.
Flyers have been.
Yeah, they went to a couple shootouts. They don't have a single like, and their only loss that's an overtime loss.
Except for they just lost to Toronto right now. So.
Ooh, good.
Boom.
Joseph Wall.
Good. I'm a fan of that. I'll take that.
All right, Detroit Red Wings. What a breath of fresh air this Red Wings team has been.
Crazy.
It's fun to like them.
Crazy.
Alex DeBrincat, perfect acquisition for this team. He and Larkin are just out there making music every night. Larkin's got 2 points per game, pacing Mikko Rantanen. 30 shots on goal for Larkin, over 4 per game. So it's that Larkin renaissance that I've been waiting for. If I may speak so soon, to prank 1 point behind him with 13 and 7. He's got 9 goals. So he's shooting almost 40%, but he's got that juice. Gostisbehere, 9 points at 7. He's on the top power play with Seider, who looks rejuvenated. He's got 7 points at 7. If anybody's flying under the radar, I'm putting Andrew Kopp out there. 24 shots on goal, 18 and a half minutes. You know, not saying he's a pickup or anything in shallow leagues like 12 or below. But if you're looking for somebody who could be a potential powder keg, like those are good shot numbers that I would look for in a deep league.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's out there. Their goalies are, man, they're not doing good.
No.
Well, Reimer is, but he played Calgary and Columbus.
Billy Huso ain't doing horrible. He has a sub 900, but he's still winning.
Still winning because they're the highest scoring team in the league. Like the offense is 100% to thank for that.
I picked him up and I've gotten wins out of him. So fuck off. That's who I picked up when Vasilevsky went down. I picked up Billy Huso and he's gotten me wins.
I think I picked up Talbot and then I picked up Vimelka. My goalie tandem was Anderson and Vasilevsky. So I lost both my goalies. So I had Talbot and Vimelka. Red Wings, they got a lot of momentum. There's just so many red line stats that I think it's going to slow down pretty dramatically. But what I do like is that they're building a ton of confidence right now, which is exactly what that team needs to kind of get their mojo and find their footing in the league where they are honestly starting to look like contenders. I'm not saying they're ready to go all the way, but like they're in the mix. They're in the mix and they're getting there.
To bring it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he honestly was the perfect fit for that team. Like it was perfect.
They've been looking for a while to find the right guy to get Larkin going. And that's the one. This has been the one.
Man. Who's got Edmonton? That's Zach.
I got Edmonton.
Nothing to talk about there.
Wah, wah, wah. Cue the sad Hulk music.
They have one win. They suck. They're bad. They're not really scoring either. Like, you're used to that with the Oilers. You know? Like, they're going to score a bunch, and they're going to get scored on a bunch, but they're still going to beat you because they're going to score 7 goals. Yeah, they're not doing that.
McDavid's hurt for a couple weeks, so he's not out there. So it does get more bleak.
Where are you, Evander Kane? Where did you go? Like, he's out there. You see him playing. Just not getting on the score sheet really at all. If the top guys aren't winning you games, they're just not going to make it.
I mean, Draisaitl has got, like, basically 2 points a game. He's fine.
Bouchard out there kicking names and taking ass.
That's right.
Power play.
8 points, 6 games. Zach Hyman's over a point per game. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins riding that point per game. And then you got like Warren Fogle, Evander Kane, half point per game. And then
the guys, the first guy that you can feasibly pick up is Warren Fogle. And no thanks. Like, no offense, but no thanks. I'm good.
Cody Ceci is ranked higher than Evander Kane right now.
A little bit. Okay. So next up, got the Florida Panthers. They're right around 500. It's not the end of the world, but Bob sucks again.
So all is right with the world.
Damn it, Sergei Bobrovsky. Damn it. Sub 900. He's killing me because we've talked about this before. Like I drafted him and then you're stuck with him because he sucks. And then I don't draft him, and he's like a friggin' Vezina candidate last year. And then, like a jackass, I drafted him again this year. And he tricked me. He tricked me.
He's a catfish.
And then Anthony Stolarz is down there, too. Screw him. He is at 964 in one game. You know, you have Sam Reinhart out there. You have Evan Rodriguez. Evan Rodriguez is only 55% owned, and he is, you know, top two next to Sam Reinhart. Barkov isn't until the third leading scorer. Tkachuk is down there as well. It's hard to see them making it all the way back to the cup again this year.
No.
But that's I don't see lightning in a bottle twice. I'm just not. That ain't gonna happen.
No.
Sorry.
No.
I don't know if Bob's is as bad. I mean, he's missing. They're missing their top two defensemen right now. So,
oh, screw you and your facts and shit. No, it's because he sucks.
If you want to say that your top two defensemen don't matter, then okay. But and now all is right with the world. They're sucking. Bob's is sucking, and Barkov's injured. So that's.
Oh, we all turned into a pumpkin. It was like three games in. Well, it's a bad week to have Evan Rodriguez, but I think next week is going to be better for him. So he's definitely somebody looking at.
I'm just talking about early year thoughts.
Yeah.
And I've always liked E-Rod. I think we all have. Like, I know a lot of people do. And just in general, we were kind of wondering what this year was going to be like with the Panthers for him. Next up, back to TJ. You got a fun one. This is a good one.
Kings are fun.
Yeah.
Ah. I mean, the Stars are out. Fiala, Kopitar, Kempe. Trevor Moore, what you doing out there?
Your boy PLD, you know, looks like a new man.
You know, he's got, 4 points in six games, not counting what he did tonight, whatever that may be. So I'm not super worried about him. He's on the top power play, which is great. Third line, I think, with Fiala by way of daily faceoff, but time on ice might tell a different story. Trevor Moore has 5 goals, which is nuts. And he's up there like leading the team, not leading the team in points, but he's hanging out with the guys up there. Kings are scoring just as much as the Avalanche. They're tied for second most per game in the league. They're doing a lot of damage at even strength. Their power play is in the middle of the standings there. And I guess for me, the Kings aren't exciting. I know they got like flashy with Fiala and PLD, but everything there is just moving as expected. You know, there's nothing out of the ordinary in my observations. Like, yeah, Doughty's running the top power play. Talbot could be doing better. Everything is, you know, going according to the script, right? So, you know, they're winning games thanks to the offense. Talbot's really not doing anything. He's got a 900 save percentage. Kings are giving up the 9th most goals allowed in the league. So they're going to need Talbot and Copley, whatever it is, to be stronger for the teams when their shooting percentage drops down to earth. They're 4th. Right now, in highest 5-on-5 save percentage, 13% right now, I think. Yeah, Minnesota's number one, but I think that changed after the Flyers beat them down tonight. Detroit and Vancouver are still ahead of the Kings, but I think, you know, at 13% for your shooting percentage team wide, I think that's coming down. So the goalies need to step up, defense needs to step up. But I still think, you know, the guys that you drafted are going to continue to pay dividends. I think Trevor Moore is somebody to look at if he's not owned in your league, because he's scoring too much, but he's in a good place to do it. So they're not a team that really juggles their lines too much. You saw that last year with Fiala staying on the third line and Moore, Arvidsson, and Deneau kind of stayed together the whole time. So keep an eye out. I mean, he's only 11% rostered right now.
You know, Dano is, you know, just under being a point per game. So is Adrian Kempe. When I look at the Kings, I see a really balanced team. Like, there's damn near 10 guys on this team that have at least 4 points through six games. It's at least interesting. And that's why I guess I think it's a little exciting. But I don't like their goalie situation.
Sorry, I was just checking the time on ice and like who's really the second line. It is Fiala, Dubois, and Laferriere. Moore, Deneau, Kaliev right now, they're by way of time and ice, they're the third line. So, you know, even what Daily Faceoff says, Fiala is a second liner right now. And so is Dubois.
One surprising thing is Fiala has a whole bunch of points in the first half of the season. He's usually a slow starter.
Yeah. Oh, imagine what the second half is going to look like.
Be crazy.
Super Saiyan.
Could be crazy.
All right, Minnesota.
Yay.
We get to talk about Cheek, right?
Fucking right. We get to talk about Cheek.
Yay.
Yeah, they've been scoring a lot. Cheek, Kaprizov, and Zuck. Great, great start. 9 points in 6 games each, mostly on the power play. Hartman also has 7 points, so he's actually doing quite well as well. Not on the power play. In one league I'm playing in, I accidentally drafted Kaprizov, and so far, so good.
You accidentally drafted Kaprizov in the first round?
Yeah.
Whoops.
Because that's where he went. How did you accidentally draft someone in the first
round? Well, I meant to take Pettersson, and the app was on my phone, and it was raining out, and it was all glitchy, and I picked Kaprizov, so it's kind of...
Maybe it was meant to be.
Worked out fine.
What are you doing, John Cusack? Fucking drafting in the middle of the rain out there, you know? What are you doing?
I shouted.
Fuck.
As there was a drone shot pulling away from me as I screamed, yeah.
What kind of life do you live?
Yeah.
Sorry, babe. It's draft time. I got to go for a walk.
No, but that line's doing great. That line and that power play. Tons of points. Ryan Hartman is still under 50% owned. And
he's like a Nick Schmaltz of the North.
Dual eligible.
I like Ryan Hartman so much better than Nick Schmaltz.
Yeah, me too.
Schmaltz of the North.
Jake Middleton.
He's doing
he's
it.
He's got a lot of blocks and some points, but
you're losing me quick though. You're losing me quick.
It fades really fast. Marco Rossi has 2 goals, but he's just, you know, he's just getting a trial run here. He's getting 13 minutes a game. You can always go Foligno if you need some hits on a Sunday, you know. But other than that, there's not a ton in Minnesota that excites me. Goalie wise, Gustafson starting.
Yeah, they're both kind of shitty.
Know, he's got like a 4 goals against and a save percentage under 900.
That. He doesn't suck. He's not playing great right now, but I like
him. Okay. Give him a participation. Fleury is basically just waving goodbye to the cities that he wants to this year. So he is only going to play in some games, but I'm sure they'll be better than this defensively eventually. But offensively, if you have one of those top guys, great. But there really isn't anyone else to pick up beyond Hartman, I wouldn't really think.
I mean, the Gus bus, it's got to turn around at some point, you think. Like, he was a dark horse Vezina last year. But goalies are fickle, so who knows? All right, what do you got? Canadians next?
Oh, boy. Yeah, Montreal. There's not a ton there. Caulfield, 3 goals, 3 assists. Tanner Pearson. I really like, actually, one of my favorite players in the league is Jacki. Wi-Fi, but not anything fantasy relevant. I just love the way he threw Reeves around the other day.
Oh, he did, didn't he? Yeah.
And he is just a strong man. He's a very, and they're just letting him go too. They got nothing else going for them. They lost another great player for the whole season. They're, you know, what are you going to do? Tanner Pearson's like you're, you know, supposed to save your season for you. A guy that couldn't make the Canucks anymore. So I don't know. Yeah, it's just a sad scene there. There's nobody I would really pick up.
The top line's doing well. That's the thing. Like Sean Monahan having a bit of a renaissance. What are they calling it in Taxi Squad? The Monahanazance?
5 points in 6 games. Like, I don't know.
Better than anybody on the Flames.
We're talking about streamers here. That's you know, he's a streamer. He's somebody you can put in if he's scoring. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not big on picking up Canadians either. Yeah,
like randomly pick any other team and you could find a better streamer, I'm sure.
Matheson's a decent streamer. He's top power play if you ever need D. Just had that sweet coast-to-coast goal the other day. You guys see that one?
Yeah, that was...
No, he kind of hit some highlights.
The one goal that he got looked nice.
It did.
It looked great.
Maybe he'll want some more.
Put the category in for highlights. And we'll,
On to the Predators, eh? Nothing is as it seems, but we're hitting the halfway point. I think Nashville's our halfway point, and we're good on time. Forsberg shooting at 3%, third in the league in shots on goal, only behind Eichel and McKinnon. That data is from earlier today before game started. Yossi's under a half point per game. Saros looks okay. Do you guys ever see that episode of Rick and Morty with the memory parasites?
Mm-hmm.
Where like they start implanting memories and like pretending like they were always there.
And putting fake people and stuff like that. That's how Mr. Poopy Butthole got shot.
Tommy Nozak, Novak feels like one of those. He came out of nowhere to me. Maybe I'm over, like it was an oversight on my part that I just missed him during his entire prospecture. And, you know, now he is leading the Predators in scoring and completely missed out on him. But that's my fault. 2 years ago, I had no idea who this guy was. Predators, nothing big going on here. I feel like Forsberg is, you know, decent by low. There's going to be some growing pains. He's got new line mates again. You know, it worked well with Duchesne and, you know, different line mates over the years. But right now it's brand new again. So he's figuring it out. Ryan O'Reilly, Juuso Parsonen, he'll get his goals, man. Like, look at those shots. He's third. Eichel, McKinnon, Forsberg. Those are your three leading shot producers right now. So pretty sure it's going to turn around for him in the goal department. And again, this is where it really hit me. Like, this 6-game sample size, you put it in the middle of a season anywhere. Forsberg puts up 5 points in 7 games in the middle of the season. You're like, okay, decent. Thanks, Forsberg. Yossi with 3-7. You know, maybe you're batting an eye, but I don't know. You might be concerned a little bit, but he is such a bottleneck. Like, as soon as the offense wakes up, all of those points are going to start touching his stick. So he'll get his. He'll get his. Not worried.
And he's second on the team in shot, too. Yossi has taken a ton of shots.
Yeah, and it's just bad puck luck. So the same way that, like, you know, Minnesota's number one in shooting percentage, I'm sure team shooting percentage, if I were to look it up right now, I forget how I got there. But, you know, I'm sure Predators are probably at the bottom. I'll figure it out. So you got, New Jersey? That's a fun team.
I do have New Jersey. It is a fun team. You know I like talking New Jersey, so.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Jack Hughes, lighten it up.
Jack Hughes, he's so good. He's so good, and I told you all that was going to happen, but people didn't want to listen, and then it done happened. Yeah, I do like talking about the Devils, so. They're not scoring as much as I would like, but their defense is frigging great. They're fifth in goals against. Now, it's kind of been a mixed bag, but they're getting a little more with the scoring. Jack Hughes, like you said, is lighting the world on fire. He is almost 3 points a game.
Leading the league, for sure.
Is almost 3 points a game. Jesper Bratt is still looking good out there. A guy that I was big on and drafted in two of my leagues is Tyler Toffoli. And I'm glad that it's working because we were talking about that before, like how would that whole thing go with?
Yeah, that's a lot of shots.
24 shots on goal. Only 4 shots on goal behind Jack Hughes. But yeah, Tyler Toffoli, I am so big on that one. I'm glad that I drafted him. That one worked. But I think the story of the year is going to be Timo Meier and what is going to happen. Currently, he's just under a point per game. So it's going better than it did last year. But a lot of that has been more recently than anything. He started out pretty slow, but he has come back for a little bit. And Timo Meier is like, we thought for sure that this one seemed like it just worked with his style of play and how they like to play. But he does have 2 multi-point games in the last 3 games. And he has 1 goal and 4 assists in the last 3 games.
Where are those shots, though, man? They are gone.
What did we used to see from him?
Shots and hits, yeah. That was his thing.
Now he's, you know, hitting a little bit. But, man, it's just like he's a muted version of himself. It's almost sad that he's different after he left the Sharks. Because I did. I thought that this one seemed like it would work so well.
Yeah.
However, I think there's one more thing to bring up, and that's Nico Hischier. Nico Hischier sure is pissing me off. He has goals in the last two games. So finally he's starting to do something, but it was just goose eggs before that.
Yeah.
And bad. Like, he looked like he wasn't even out there. It just looked like the Jack Hughes show. If he starts taking shots and everything like that and not putting zeros up there, hopefully good things happen. I'm not ready to move off of Nico Hischier. I will say that. I'm not ready to move off him at all. But he is getting on my nerves. I've noticed, is all I'll say.
Him and Meyer, like, if they're going to come back, they're going to come back at the same time. And that's what's going to happen. Their time on ice is going to go up as a result. Shot volume, the confidence, it'll all come back. I was having that conversation in the Discord today. There was a trade chat in the patron channel. Somebody was like, you know, Guentzel for Meyer. What do you think? He wanted Meyer because of the right wing. I think he had too many left wings. And I was like, listen, like, you know, Guentzel's right now, he's the stable one.
Oh, yeah.
Because
he has been for years.
I have no. Yeah. I mean, Pittsburgh's not going to change anything ever. Yeah. They put an elite new defenseman on the power play, but that doesn't change their makeup at all. They've always had an elite defenseman on the power play. They've always been Guentzel, Crosby, and Malkin's there. And like, they are who they are until the wheels fall off. But New Jersey is like, you know, they're going to keep moving things around, and they don't care right now because Jack Hughes is scoring enough by himself to mask any of the mistakes of the other lines. And, you know, Timo Meier is not going to get more playing time based on Jack Hughes continuing to get 3 points a game. So is the Timo Meier we knew and loved, is he dead?
No.
Is that Timo Meier gone?
100% no.
I don't know, 9 shots in 6 games. That's ugly.
It'll get better. If you look at what's working in New Jersey, it's their power play is what's working. Like, more than half of Hughes's points are on the power play. 80% of Bratt's points are on the power play. That's what's working. And guess who's not on it anymore? Timo Meier and Nico Hischier. Dougie Hamilton's got half of his points on the power play as well. So, I mean, all of their leading scorers have more than half of their points on the power play. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the reason, but I just don't see if Meyer's going to get back on it.
But he's always been just below a point per game. It's not like he's like doing anything so different. Like, he's 1 point below a point per game.
Exactly.
That's usually what he kind of is for his career for the most part.
Well,
just the shots and everything aren't there. So as of right now, he's trending in the same exact direction he was before, just without the shots and the hits. And you have to hope that it holds up.
And that was most of his draw, is that he covered all those categories.
It's not like he's blown past a point per game at any time in his career, ever.
How about these goalies? Akira Schmid looks like he needs AHL time. It's not good.
Yeah.
Vitek Vanacek. Never thought you were a starter. Nothing about this year changed my mind. This team needs a goalie. I feel like, you know, John Gibson would be great here. Like, get him out of Anaheim. Let him play for a good team. That just makes sense to me. Who is up next? Are we over the Devils? You want to move on?
We're done with the Devils. We're moving on to the Islanders.
All right.
Who are playing the most Islandery kind of hockey there is. They don't score a lot of goals. They don't usually let in a lot of goals, and they're hard to watch, but they win games. Like, they did just get their tits kicked off of them in their last game. But, you know, they're fifth in the league in goals against, 29th in goals for. They're just playing Islanders hockey. And I'm sorry, Islanders fans, but your team is just blah. You have Brock Nelson. Ugh. 74%. No, thank you. Don't care. I don't even want Brock Nelson on my team. I don't even know how he's 74% owned. And I get it. Like, he's okay. But, like, he's third on that team in points with 4. Cool, dude. Cool, bro. Kyle Palmieri, he is the team's leading scorer.
Well, no Dobson, too.
The only thing you're looking at is the goalies. Their goalies are playing, you know, damn well.
Very good.
Sorokin dropped down to, you know, Sorokin will be just fine. But Varley in one game has a 929. The best thing here looks like the Sorokin Varley stack.
Yeah.
Like, well, anytime Varlamov is playing, I'm willing to pick him up because they're going to suppress shots. That's what they do. They team wide suppress shots. And I am willing to pick up any goalie that plays.
Well, he played one game and he gave up, he saw 42 shots. He saved 39 of them. Maybe he came in relief somewhere that I'm misreading this stat.
They played tonight. They beat Ottawa. Dobson played 28 minutes. They got another goal and assist. Whoa. So he's
wow.
He's at 7 points in six games now.
There you go, Noah Dobson.
Yeah, but
there you go. Did Anders Lee get 14 goals?
Let me scroll way down. No.
No.
Did he get any points?
Yeah. Got 14 minutes, probably.
Yeah, he got nothing.
That's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. I'm upset about this Anders Lee business, but it is what it is. That's my own fault for drafting Anders Lee. So I have to look into the mirror and talk to me about that. I won't burden you guys with that kind of thing.
All right, I got the Rangers up next. They're doing good.
A lot more fun.
Surprise, surprise. Artemi Panarin. Anyway, he cut his hair and now I'm like, holy shit. 8.6 games. Big boy. Four on the power play. Chris Kreider, kicking tits. Adam Fox, Mika Zibanejad, all doing exactly what they should. Vinny Trocheck, not doing what he should. He is tied with Kaapo Kakko for points. Hate that. And shots. And blocks. Stop it. Can you do better things? Because you're on the top power play and I would very much like to vindicate that I drafted you. And it's not looking good. Alexis Lafreniere has 3 goals, which is, you know, trending in the right direction. What are we, 4 years later? 3 years later?
Yeah.
Oh. Keandre Miller still looks good.
Keandre Miller has more points than Alexis Lafreniere.
Yeah, well.
Filip Hedl is a point per game.
Yeah, and, you know, center only, but he's 11%, so he's like one of those guys that you really, really got to key in on if the Rangers have any off nights in your on your roster. But other than that, like, there's nothing really to talk about. I guess we could talk about like Blake Wheeler, if you really want me to scroll that far down the rankings list here. He's got 0 points. He's playing 12 minutes a night. He's got 10 shots. So
it's over.
He's cheap. Yes. So, you know, I'm just hoping maybe it happens somewhere, but maybe not. He's not playing on any power plays.
Big and old. Big and old.
Who's up next?
Man, Ottawa. I wish I would have got these guys.
Ottawa. Yeah, I got Ottawa. They're great. Doing basically exactly what we thought they'd do, and that's score a lot.
Jake fucking Sanderson, boy.
Yeah, well, I didn't expect him to be beating Chikrin and Shabbat, but he is.
Chabot.
But yeah, he's not. You know, he kind of went from being their only defenseman to their third best defenseman. It's crazy that he's down. Shabbat is down 5 minutes a game.
Yeah, he's still leading the team at time.
He's at 24 minutes. But yeah, no, Sanderson's killing. He's at 7 points. Tarasenko, 8 points. He's fitting right in. Stutzla, 7 points. He's just so fucking dope.
Chuck's piling him on too.
Chychrun is doing well too. Yeah. The one guy who's pretty surprising though is Matthew Joseph. He is at 6 points in the six games with 3 goals. Nothing on the power play. So he's definitely gettable.
Josh Norris too. 53%. Yeah.
Yeah. For some reason, nobody picked him up. I drafted Josh Norris even with it, knowing he'd be on the IR for the first week, but he's got 3 goals in 3 games and an assist. So
how's Bathwater doing?
Yeah, he sucks.
3 assists.
And not many hits. So he's not really doing it. He's kind of the odd man out. He's
not doing it.
Not doing his usual Drake Batherson thing. Artem Zub has just as many points as Drake Batherson.
Yes, he does. Artem Zub, even though he's out.
There is only Zub.
How about that Shane Pinto situation that just like kind of broke?
Yeah, hey, he's...
He was betting on hockey games and got suspended for half the year. Brutal.
Ain't that a bitch?
Fuck around and find out. That's it.
He has no influence over hockey. Like, you let him bet. Fuck.
Sure enough.
Yeah, I don't know. Ottawa's great. We thought they'd be great. They are great. Their goalies are horrible.
Yeah, not doing so hot.
I took Corpy in late, and he stinks. So yeah, they just suck. 873 and 872.
They are seventh best goals for per game and 10th worst goals against per game. So they are high event hockey, boys. It's happening.
Exciting. I really wish Snoop Dogg would have bought them. Would have been perfect for this episode specifically. But
yeah,
they haven't won a game unless they've scored five or more goals. So I think you could kind of expect their goaltending to get a little bit better, but it's kind of going to have to be the story of them this year is like great games to watch. Shit happens. Like stuff happens in their games. Mm-hmm. Lots of guys to cheer for. I really like Stutzla. And then I have Philly up next.
Travis Sanheim for Norris, baby.
Not the talk of the town, kid.
Dude, I mean, you want to talk about patience. Connect me, finally.
And they paid off.
They held him for like 4 years. No, he's got 5 goals in 6 games. I mean, you guys know what he's got. He's doing excellent, playing just under 17 minutes. So he's just doing well.
Not a ton of forwards who are playing a bunch of minutes. Like Kutz is playing a bunch, but he's on the penalty kill. He's on the power play. So like that starts to make sense. He's your Patrice Bergeron, right? Like he's going to play a shit ton of minutes. And it almost feels like he's back too. Like he looks good.
Yeah. And like you said, Sanheim is, he's playing all their minutes. What happened today? 3 points. So
yeah, Bobby Brink had 2.
Top 10 in goals against. How about it?
Jeesh. Yeah. They're doing so good.
32nd in power play percentage. However, that's not helping.
Exciting. Like either they're better than I thought, like all jokes aside and all ribbing aside, they're way better than I thought, but they look pretty fun. And what's awesome is it's Konechny and it's Carter Hart, right? It's the guys that you want Philly to have playing well, right? Those are the kind of the guys. The rest of this team, other than Kucherov, I guess, but the rest of this team's come and gone and they're either new and well, they're all, everyone else is new. So the two kind of cornerstones that they got are playing well, and that's pretty cool, I would say. I don't know what Carter Hart's got. 221 goals against and a 922 before tonight, and I think he did pretty well tonight again.
Yeah, it was a 6-2 game against Minnesota.
Great.
Yeah, I think Owen Tippett disappointed a lot of people. He had a breakaway goal tonight, so that was, you know, rejuvenating. I dropped him earlier today, so of course he did. Cam Atkinson looks like he's back. He's got 4 goals in 6 games. Farabee's doing okay. You know, Sanheim is a revelation. He's still 22% rostered and just continues to put up points and blocks. So, like, I don't know. He's out there. Go get him. I don't think it's going to last forever, but he's out there. Go get him. Cam York, not really doing it. I don't know, man. Like, this team, we don't have any hopes for him, but it's fun. It's keeping my mind off the Phillies fucking everything up, so.
We didn't have to talk about that.
Yeah, well,
let's talk about Yegor Zamula. I'd rather talk about him.
How about Morgan Frost being healthy scratch for like 6 games in a row? What's that about?
For every game.
Yeah. he played two, but he's just, I don't know what is going on. There's got to be something more to it. I hope he's not in that like World Junior shit.
Who's up next?
Penguins, me. Like I said before, I think this is a team that just continues to do what they do. Erik Karlsson, kind of the newest, shiniest toy that everybody's looking at, and he's doing just fine. He's got 4 points in 6 games. That's about what Erik Karlsson in a real human body should be doing, not in whatever he was doing last year. Chris Letang still looks good. 4 points the same. Both got about the same amount of shots. I think... You know, Malkin's going Super Saiyan. Crosby's doing his thing. Brian Rust is back, ladies and gentlemen.
5 goals in 6 games back.
51% Brian Rust is back. But it's going to be about Rickard Rakell, old Rickard Rackle, who is allergic to scoring. He loves putting up goose eggs for you, and he continues to do it in some of the most prime position that you could ever imagine a player getting. You know, right next to Evgeny Malkin, who's Super Saiyan. He was top power play. While if anybody's hurt, he's up there, but he's getting second power play time. It's just, how does that happen? He was somebody that everybody was kind of putting at the end of their drafts, where Riley Smith is actually the guy that you really want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll see how it pans out. I don't expect him to be this blanked I'll see. I hope.
I feel like he's a 55 point guy. And just because you put him next to Evgeny Malkin doesn't mean he's going to go 80 points or some shit. So for me, he's right on pace doing what he should be doing.
Yep.
Alex Nedeljkovic, long-term IR. Tristan Jarry going to get a hefty bulk of the starts going forward. Tristan Jarry's looked good so far. 9-17, just hasn't been able to put up a winning record just yet. I think he's got the tools for it. So he's continually one of my late round picks just because people, I don't know why they don't give him the credit. I think he's a good goalie.
Yeah, he is.
Maybe because he has 3 losses and 1 win, but who knows?
2 wins.
Whoa.
Tonight.
Yeah. Like the Penguins are just a team that doesn't really change. If you imagine what the score sheet looks like for all the players on Pittsburgh and then you go look it up, it's probably the same. So like this is a team that's not really going to surprise you.
Do you know what else won't surprise you? The San Jose Sharks. Unless you thought that they were going to be fantastic.
Literally nobody thought that.
We were all right. We all had that one. That's a +1 for each of us. San Jose Sharks. They suck.
Oh, are they still bad?
They are still bad.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I like Hurdle, though. I like Hurdle a bunch.
I'm looking at a league that has faceoffs. He's got 79.
Dude, he's dominating in faceoff leagues.
Their next guy has 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
he's huge. He literally takes every faceoff.
They got fucking blanked tonight. It's 6-0 Tampa Bay.
Oh, God. It,
you know, just as San Jose as you can get.
They don't have a single player who gives a shit about hockey. They have like Mike Hoffman, Duclair, like just all these guys who
I forgot he was there.
All these guys who are just coasting to retirement in California. That's all that's happening.
Hell, Tomas Hertl has more faceoff losses than any other person on the team has faceoffs.
He's doing a lot. No, they're going to ride him. He's their horse right now.
That's, yeah.
But yeah, that was my only thing about San Jose is I like Tomas Hertl. He was a good pickup. As for the goalies, I mean, you have Kakanen. I like Kakanen, but I don't like him if he's playing on the Sharks. I don't like Mackenzie Blackwood, and he also plays for the Sharks. So I just can't trust them to get me a win.
Oh, they're not gonna though.
I mean, yeah, I guess you're very likely gonna see a lot of shots against you. I mean, Blackwood is looking at over 40 shots a game. That sucks.
And I'm looking at the shot totals from all these guys. Like 2 per game is pretty much your max, and it's Mario Ferraro. He's got 15 shots through 6 games. There's 19 blocks, though, and like you just said, 40 shots on goal per game. There's going to be blocks, so like if you need peripheral plugs, I think San Jose is a good place to go. They're going to be mad. They're going to be hitting. Ferraro is a guy that does it all the time.
But Mario Ferraro shouldn't be the person taking the most damn shots on your team.
Right. But he is.
Like, I like Mario Ferraro to, you know, hit and block and occasionally get some points or something. You're not expecting it, but he should not be taking more shots than anybody. It's dumb. Stupid. It's dumb. I don't like it.
Who's next?
Seattle.
The Seattle Kraken. They lost to Carolina tonight in that overtime game that we were talking about before. As far as the Kraken go, they're not playing great, at least to start out the season. They lost again tonight, obviously. But they're in the, you know, right at the very end for goals for and goals against. They're in the middle for, you know, for power play percentage. But, you know, they're just not scoring. Now, you do have Vince Dunn leading the team in points. That's not something that should happen. Matty Beniers is, you know, starting out a little slow. He's 60% owned. He's, you know, someone who obviously I think is going to come around. He has no goals. He has 3 assists, and that's it on the year. As far as everything else, I mean, it's your regular same old shit. It's who's going to score tonight kind of thing. You know, Jaden Schwartz is out there. He's only 5%.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, towards the top of their team in scoring. You know, I'm not interested in anyone right now. until kind of the cream starts coming out.
What?
Gross.
Except for Beniers. I think Beniers is someone that you can pick up who is going to turn around.
He's going to edge Seattle for the rest of the season. Oh, boy. I don't know. I think Eberle is like, you know, 46% owned, scrolling that far down to see him on this team list, and it's like people are still hanging on. I mean, I guess.
I mean, Philip Grubauer is 0-4. 0-4.
They're just not scoring, and I don't expect them to score much more, really.
Joey Oké is starting to steal starts, actually.
Good. A different guy can lose.
Yeah, I mean, he's undefeated so far. Still a sub 900.
He's got wins.
But he has 2 wins and 0 losses.
Yep. The old Billy Huso method. All right, who's next? The Blues. Oh, God, that's me. Friggin' hate the Blues.
Oh, they have nothing.
Was not stoked to have these guys on my list, but here we are. Their leading scorer has 4 points. Rob Thomas. Moving on.
They're goal leaders. They have one person with multiple goals. That's it.
Yeah. And it's Brandon Saad. Okay.
It was Brandon Saad.
Welcome back to 2012. No, it's looking bad. Jordan Carew. I hope I finally said that right. I don't know. He's shooting a lot. What do you guys want me to say?
Nothing.
Like, what is there to say about the Blues?
Nothing.
It's fucking rough.
Nothing to say.
I own Braden Schenn because of his multi-eligibility and his multi-cat coverage, and he ain't doing it. So I'm kind of at the end of my leash with Braden Schenn at this point. They won tonight, 3-0 versus Calgary.
Jordan Binnington is playing great. You got that.
Hey. Yeah, I guess.
Schenn has 1 assist.
I don't know. Like I feel like they just won the Stanley Cup and then they didn't really change their team a ton. I guess they got rid of Petrangelo, but
Tarasenko.
Yeah. All right. So they did. But man.
They just
team should be better, but I guess everybody peaked at the same time and it's rough.
You always gotta take turns when you're peaking.
9:45 for Jordan Binnington. Are you kidding me? Yeah. What? Why?
Yeah, that's what I said.
How's he winning games when the team is scoring like 2 goals a game?
With that save percentage, that's how.
Because he's only let in 7 goals out of 127. He's also seen 40 plus shots on goal per game. He's just stopping.
Yeah, it's they are 28th in the league for goals for per game and goals against per game. I mean, they're doing all right. 28th in league, so 5th best, tied with Dallas. Wow.
We'll relieve you of your St. Louis duties.
I don't have any nuggets for him. I'm sorry. Like, this is just a team that I'm not.
No, I don't blame you.
I don't think there's anybody.
It's like me having the Sharks. Believe me, you know, you got to do what you got to do, man.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay next. Tampa Bay.
Yeah. They're doing it.
They are better than San Jose, Seattle, and St. Louis.
That's right.
See, you're just all about the facts, man.
That was a bad string right there. 3 in a row for you guys. Tampa's great. Kucherov is great. Did you know that? Did you know Braden Point's great? Because they are.
Yeah. Nick Paul.
Brandon Hagel and Nick Paul. They always have those two guys, though. They always have 2 guys who aren't their stars who are like, did you see how good they're doing? Like Blake Coleman when he was there. And it's just whoever's in that slot is great, right?
Yeah, the Killorn plot spots.
Exactly. But yeah, they're doing excellent. I mean, Hagel's got 4 goals. Hedman's back to normal.
Back on the top power play.
Point per game, top power play. It's kind of the ship has righted there. I mean, it's not, I don't know what was going on last year. Oh, we got 2 more points tonight as well. So something was going on last year with him. And it's not going on now. The only guy who's kind of disappointing for me, just because I liked him, is Anthony Cirelli. Is just not a source of offense whatsoever.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
I just liked him.
Yeah.
But I'm not yelling.
He's a great player, but he's not an offensive player. I mean, he doesn't really have a spot in fantasy unless it's a face-offs league, I guess. But
can we yell about Nick Paul the way we yelled about, the way I yelled about Nick Schmaltz?
Yeah, let's talk about Nick Paul for a sec.
People should should be owning this guy. Are you kidding me? He's dual eligible, 33% rostered. Yep. He's playing second line center with Steven Stamkos and Brandon Hagel, two guys that we brought up here. And he's on the fucking top power play in Tampa.
Yeah.
33% rostered. The guy bangs. The guy fights. He will give you whatever you need. And points is something that he's doing this year again. So Nick Paul, 6 points in 7 games, plus a bunch of peripherals. Please, for the love of God, Nick Paul does it all.
Their management always does it. They fill the slots of the guys that they lose to salary, and they've done it again. The only problem right now, obviously, is they're missing the best goalie in the world.
Yeah, JoJo, actually, is this his second shutout in a row? Or did Matt Tompkins go?
Yeah, looks like, yeah, he's back-to-back shutouts.
My God.
So maybe they don't need Vazzy. Who knows? But I kind of think they do. It's a little scary, though. It is back surgery for Vazzy.
If the Tampa defense makes JoJo this good, like, what does Vasilevskiy look like behind any other defense?
Yeah, it's true. You know? Yeah. No, they're super dangerous again. Not surprising. The only surprising thing is that Nick Paul has 4 goals.
It's potent.
He's on pace for almost 50. So let's see.
He'll do it. He'll do it. Over. I take the over.
Yeah, exactly. And I have back-to-back high-potency offense teams here. I've got Toronto. Toronto is not the big guns. Well, I guess it's the big guns, but it's Tavares and Nylander are the guys right now.
They're back.
Yeah, they both have 10 points in 6 games, and they are crushing it. On that NHL Edge site, the one thing I saw, which shocked me, is that Tavares is one of the fastest skaters in the league.
No.
Yes.
I don't buy that for a second. Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, anyways, he's doing great. He's still kicking ass.
I'll pick him up.
Yeah, great. He's available in 2% of leagues. Matthews is scoring.
A lot. Yeah.
A lot. He's on pace for almost 90. So that would be a sweet season. But he's doing well there. He's hitting a bit too. The only guy who's a semi-disappointing is Marner, because he's not over point per game right now. But I mean, it's Toronto. You're not going to find any surprises, because all hockey news always has a full update on everyone's life in Toronto. So
Ilya Samsonov, he sucks. How about that? We can talk about that.
Yeah. Talk about Joseph Woll, man. 3 wins in a row against Tampa, against Dallas, Washington.
4-1 against Dallas tonight. So, yeah, I mean, he's a pickup, but you better be quick, because he's, what's he sitting at right now? 64%. Yeah, it doesn't take long in Toronto, right?
Yeah, well.
You have a good period and you're 60% owned.
Well, a couple disappointing, maybe not disappointing, but like Klingberg, maybe expected more power play points out of him, but he's still got 5 assists in 6 games. But Tyler Bertuzzi, man, just for the amount of hype, like ourselves included, like it was.
Oh, yeah.
Almost a guarantee that he was going to be a third wheel sleeper, just based off who he's playing with. 2 10-points-in-6-games players in Tavares and Nylander. Tavares, 3 goals, 7 assists. Nylander, 5 and 5. Tyler Bertuzzi, 1 goal, 1 assist.
Well, and the thing, it's Toronto, right? So if it's not that, then you're relegated to Marner and Matthews. So,
but wasn't he was on the top line? Now it's Cali Yarncroak.
Yeah, he's played with both sets of amazing forwards and just done none. So I was kind of avoiding him, because I did draft him in multiple leagues and have been multiplied disappointed. Already dropped.
I guess I was maybe hoping for more out of Domi too. That's supposed to be me on the Canucks. High shooting percentage. Surely I think they're going to turn into pumpkins at some point. Phil DiGiuseppe's on line one.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why?
I don't know. I'm not a fan. Canucks coach is coach based off of Twitter, basically. And he's a fan favorite because of his name.
I mean, they're top 10 as a team in like everything, though. I'll say that much.
Yeah.
They're doing well.
It's the same as last year, except Demko is playing well.
Yeah, that sounds like a good thing.
Yeah, that's huge.
Fucking very huge.
I'm loving that Besser is back. Like that four goal game really kind of catapulted him, but 6 goals in 6 games, he's still there. Quinn Hughes doing Hughes stuff. I mean, JT Miller back to form. And there's a lot of guys that are like, Kuzmenko is still doing it. He got dropped in, I think, tier one of our listener leagues today, which is really strange.
Well, it's categories league, right?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Connor Garland ain't doing shit, though. Remember when we thought Connor Garland was going to be awesome for y'all?
He got permission to talk to teams, so I wonder if they trade him.
Yeah, he just doesn't have a spot. It's him and Beauvillier just don't have a place on the team.
Their bottom six is weird. I feel like Beauvillier could excel somewhere, but they just not given him a shot. Have they given him a shot on the top line at any point this year? They did?
Yeah, he started there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he started there, and that's the thing, and now he's down to 12 minutes, and whatever's going on in the top six forwards is just fine right now, so.
Yeah. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I don't like that it's DiGiuseppe, but everyone's scoring around him, so.
Yeah, it's weird. They got, like, plugs. Like, Mishiev, DiGiuseppe, Mishiev's got 2 points. DiGiuseppe has 3, but it's still working. And you have guys like Garland, Beauvillier, Hoglander. I mean, Podkolzin's still in. He's still in the system, right? Like, where are these guys right now?
Podkolzin is in the hospital.
Oh, I saw that shit. But he sent a picture that he was okay, right?
Yes.
Oh, man, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, it was, like, traumatizing to watch, man. It was brutal. He was convulsing on the ice, and ugh. It was weird. But yeah, the one guy that is a little sad, like I'm definitely not a Rick Tocchet fan, and I'm a big Hoglander fan, and he started out looking great. He's got 2 goals and 2 assists with 10 minutes time on ice.
He did start off really well.
He's played 5 games and he has 4 points and he's playing 10 minutes time on ice. So he's doing more than his share with his time given, and he hits. So I don't know. The coach doesn't like him for some reason, but I'd love to see him play more.
It's surprising. They're giving Casey DeSmith games too, like Florida. He played Edmonton. You know, we didn't know Edmonton was going to be Edmonton, but
we were excited because we thought we were beating the crap out of a great team, but apparently they're not that.
Yeah.
Did you think Casey DeSmith would be 2 wins with a 926?
Did not think that.
I did not think that either.
All right, yeah, I'll just talk about the Jets. Okay, Josh Morrissey, doing stuff still. Big fan of him, Kyle Connor. There's nothing that surprises me with this team. Like Dylan DeMello with 5 points and all of his peripherals looks good. I guess what I'm kind of surprised about is guys like Cole Perfetti not being where they should be. Guys like Nino Niederreiter, who, you know, I thought would be inside the top six, staples. And, you know, Nino did, that's his thing though, isn't it? Like he does really well when he joins the team, and then he doesn't after a while. What do you see on anything in the Jets that surprises you? Like Iafallo looks decent, 3 goals in 6 games so far. Dylan DeMello was the guy I was talking about. It's kind of surprising. Like Scheifele's doing what I thought he'd do, scoring more goals than I expected. But Kyle Connor is doing what I thought he would do. Josh Morrissey, same deal.
Yeah, I didn't expect Josh Morrissey to do point per game again, honestly, especially with this team. But I guess he's kind of in one of those situations where who else is going to, you know, who's going to get in his way. So he's doing very well. Winnipeg is a mess of a team. Ehlers is not playing great. Bonus's wife had something go on medically, and he left the team. So it sucks for him. A lot of people were kind of blaming him for their troubles, but really their roster just sucks.
Strangely enough, they have the exact same amount of goals for and goals against per game at 3.43. Power plays looking below average, net PK below average. I don't know. This team is one that to me should get better. We'll see. Like I know Scheifele just signed. What's his name? Hellebuck just signed. Maybe they are excited to be there. Like all summer, I thought Hellebuck was going to be somebody that was like definitely going somewhere else. I was hoping New Jersey. Wouldn't that have been something sweet? But now he's back, sub 900, but he's still got 4 wins, 2 losses. He's going to see a shit ton of games. That's what he does. Nothing new. All right, Zach, take her away. Vegas.
I got Vegas. This one should be pretty quick because, I mean, they're fucking really good. They are 3rd in the league, goals for, 7th goals against, 9th in power play. They're just good all around. Jack Eichel looks fantastic. William Karlsson kind of having a little bit of a resurrection, as you would. He's just actually, no, he is point per game. But Chenandler Stevenson. Yeah, Chenandler Stevenson, also a point per game. So that's kind of the guy that you wouldn't really expect. But, you know, Shea Theodore is someone that, you think is going to be up there. Even though it was always, you know, it's always so weird because you had to pick between Petrangelo and Theodore. And as of right now, at least, it looks like Theodore is the right answer. But I mean, that can always change. But they look like the team that won the cup last year. You know, they do. They look like that team. They look like a team that is incredibly good because they are, you know, they're undefeated. Aiden Hill and Logan Thompson are playing fantastic. They're splitting starts pretty much, you know, like it's not like there is a starter and it's a 1A, 1B. And they both have a 933. Like, they're both playing
a real team.
Yeah, I mean, they have this team in front of them. Not saying they're not good goalies, but, like, they have this team in front of them. If that helps.
Paul Cotter.
Cotter with the toe drags against Philly the other night. That was sick. I guess if I had to complain about something, just getting greedy, like Barbashev and Marchessault, I'd like to see more out of. Barbashev, you know, on Fantrax, he's tri eligible. So he's, you know, that's rare air. So I'd love to have him do something a little more potent. And Marchessault, that's the top line, is like Jack Eichel. Is he just hogging all the play or what's going on? But I'd like to see them get in on some more stuff. He's a good pickup. He's 7% right now, center only, which I'm sure is a turnoff. But hey, if you got a open center slot one night.
If you have an open slot, call Paul Cotter.
Paul Cotter for your cats and Chando for your points.
Okay, so that one was pretty easy. They're incredibly good. Then there's the, you know, the interesting thoughts about who the Washington Capitals are.
Yeah, it seems like they're in the middle of like identity crisis almost. Like
they're 32nd in goals for, which just isn't them. They're 12th in goals against, with it, which is, you know, pretty solid. But they have the second last power. They have the second to last power play, and they're second to last in shots on goal. It's just not something you're used to seeing. The fact that Darcy Kuemper is hot garbage, that doesn't surprise me because that seems believable. The fact that they're not scoring goals is what doesn't seem to be the norm. You know what I mean? It's which one of these is not like the other? And you can look at Capital seasons and what they do as far as scoring. But I mean, they're scoring one or two goals a game, like in a lot of games. They did just beat I'll give you that. They beat the Devils and they beat the pants off them. But at the same time, they still let in four goals. And every other goal, like every other game, they don't have more than three goals.
You remember that it was all over social media. It was the first time Alex Ovechkin was held two games in a row with zero shots. That was against Calgary and Ottawa. And then he played Toronto and he put up 14 shots.
I'm not worried about Ovi. Like I said earlier in the show, if somebody has a problem, you can trade me Ovi. I'll take him off your hands. But yeah, it's just not what we're used to seeing. Is all I'm getting at. Yeah.
23 shots and two goals in the last three games. So he's all right.
More shots in that Toronto game than he did the rest of the season, the other five games he played.
I think they've just gone full scale into let's get Ovi the record. That's all anyone's here to see. No one thinks we're going to do anything anymore. But
they're probably not going to do anything. I mean, John Carlson, still a good player to have in your team. Same with Ovechkin. But I mean, other than that, it's, you know, it is kind of a crapshoot. You still have Tom Wilson out there getting a bunch of hits. Other than that, I mean, there's nothing blowing your skirt up.
So I hope you guys enjoyed our touch on the 32 teams. It was good to talk to you guys, you gentlemen, and all the listeners out there. I hope you guys dug it. Once again, check out the Taxi Squad. Check us out on Twitter, FHF Hockey. The Mike Rogerson over there on Twitter. I don't use my personal Twitter, so don't hit me up there. I hate notifications. I'm one of those people. Yeah, that's it. So we still love you guys. We love yous.
Love yous.
Nuggets.